Welcome to the 2019 Heide Hermanns International Music Competition. I am the concert curator at MoCA Westport, Alexander Platt, and the host for this week's festival competition. And I have with me here today at the Westport Library three of our four amazing finalists for the 2019 Heide. I have with me Benjamin Bloch and Sahun Hong, who goes by Sam, and Stephanie Tang. These three amazing artists have been with us all week here in Westport, sharing their brilliance and artistry with us. And we thought it would be fun if we just got to know each other a little better in a personal sense. Benjamin, I believe you were born in Russia?
Yes.
And a graduate of the legendary St. Petersburg Conservatory.
Yes, I graduated from St. Petersburg Conservatory. This is indeed a legendary musical establishment, the oldest music school in Russia. And many, many great musicians and composers graduated from the school. And this conservatory brings lots of historical traditions.
Like it does indeed.
Nowadays.
Right.
And I got really lucky that I was a part.
Were you born in St. Petersburg?
Yes.
Oh, you were. Oh, yeah. How fascinating. And of course, as you were saying, the St. Petersburg Conservatory is now named after Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov.
Yes.
And
yeah.
One of the great, not only one of the great composers of 19th century Russia, but also one of the great teachers, one of the great pedagogues. So it makes that tradition you come out of very, very treasurable. And how long have you been living here in the States?
This is my third year.
I see. And where are you now in residence?
I live in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And Fort Worth.
In Fort Worth.
Yeah. Yes.
Home of a great piano competition, a great tradition. Texas might not quite be the St. Petersburg, but it has a great, great tradition of pianists and piano pedagogy, of course.
And in Texas, there is a lot of also piano. Like,
yes.
Almost all TCU School of Music is piano.
Texas Christian University.
Yes.
Oh, really? So the whole School of Music is dominated by the piano. I didn't quite realize that. I see. Well, speaking of Texas Christian University, we also have a second of our four finalists, Sahun Hong, who goes by the name of Sam. And Sam, welcome to Westport. What is your story in a capsule?
Oh, goodness.
I know. Just, you know, 60 seconds or less. You
boom,
know.
There it is. Yeah. I actually went to Texas Christian University as well. I studied with the same teacher that Benjamin is currently studying with. His name is John Owings, really amazing pianist and teacher. And I was actually there until I was 18, and then I came to Baltimore to study with Leon Fleischer at the Peabody Conservatory, where I'm still in school, though living in Boston.
Living in Boston.
Finishing up the doctorate degree.
Right. Yeah. I studied at Tanglewood as a conducting fellow many, many years ago. It was 1991, and it was one of the summers where Leon Fleischer was in residence, and I remember him as the toughest teacher I've ever had. He's just an extraordinary artist, an amazing man.
I think his priority is always on uncompromising vision, musical vision.
Uncompromising.
Yes.
I mean, I remember a lesson with him where he basically told me I had just no ability at conducting. And then he proceeded to, over the next 30 minutes, just take apart. It was one of the overtures of Carl Maria von Weber, Oberon. No, Oriente. And then it was just 30 minutes of illumination. And that must be an amazing experience for you to be part of that tradition now.
Well, I think he's toned it down, and now he's pretty kind to us all.
I don't mean to speak ill of the man, but no, but I was really honestly saying it as a compliment. This tradition,
yes,
that, you know, we're this incredible tradition that we inherit, where, again, as you say, these uncompromising standards. But just to what is it like just to go through a piece of music with him, to go through, you know, a typical lesson experience with him?
I think the word you used, illuminating, is actually the right word, you know, to shine a light on that, on the content of the music, and to understand how to look at it. And so you're actually learning how to see.
Learning how to see.
And then once you learn how to see, then you learn how to hear. And so it's kind of, then you learn how to play. That's the third part.
Isn't that amazing? That's such an amazing idea, that it's really not unlike the visual arts. I mean, learning how to see, learning how to hear, and that's how one can then go through your own life doing the same thing, and then eventually passing that on to others.
Well, that's really holistic, but
yeah.
It's true.
Well,
yeah.
Stephanie Tang, the third of our four finalists. Stephanie, I believe, I may be incorrect, but I believe mm-hmm. you grew up in Southern California.
This is true.
Ah, yes, it's true. Again, we're shocking news. There's actually a great musical tradition. And, you know, here out east, we were always brought up, you know, to feel that there was the East Coast where the really, serious yeah. classical stuff. But as in the visual arts now, California... and Southern California is every bit the equal, and it's an amazing place and incredible culture and diversity. And tell us your story about growing up there.
So I grew up in the Los Angeles area. Mm-hmm. I did my bachelor's in L.A. And then
what fine institution in L.A. did you
At Colburn, the Colburn Conservatory.
The great
Conservatory. As you said, the East Coast has a lot of tradition, but the West Coast, we have a lot of new establishments. Yes. So Colburn is one of them.
New life and new culture. This blend of, you know, we see it at the Los Angeles Philharmonic with mm-hmm. Gustavo Dudamel, and this blend of culture and diversity and all kind of streaming into this great tradition, like a great river we call classical music.
Right, right.
And so you did your bachelor's in L.A.
I did my bachelor's in L.A., and mm-hmm. then I was like, okay, time to go onwards, go somewhere else.
They do say that Southern California is a world unto itself.
Yeah,
so I'm impressed that you yourself recognize that.
I was like, it's time to leave.
It's time.
And I found myself in Toronto for 2 years at the Glenn Gould School. I did an artist diploma there. And then now I'm in New Haven at Yale getting a master's.
You're at a college in New Haven.
Yes.
Yeah, my alma mater. What a great school of music.
Wonderful.
So, well, three amazing people from three different parts of the world now here in Westport. How do you, as being of the older generation, I remember a time when a pianist would win a competition, get signed by Columbia Artists Management, have an army of assistants, and travel the world playing concerts and otherwise not have a care in the world. But of course, now we're in the brave new world of kind of post-2008 music, where not only there are new economic and demographic forces, but the whole idea of classical music is almost kind of questioned, and its kind of relevance in society and its cultural associations. I mean, I'm just like beaming with pride, like sitting here as a Connecticut Yankee. I have three different people from whose heritages are from three different parts of the world. We're all here, believing in music. And how do you see each of you, going forward into the world, how do you see your role as a virtuoso? And all of you are already virtuosos, but how do you see your role? Vinyamin, how does it, coming from the St. Petersburg Conservatory now in America?
What do you mean?
Well, do you see yourself... one of the great things about the new 2019 Haida is the way, under the leadership of Frederick Chu, himself a great pianist and a unique artistic personality, you're also not only showing your gifts as pianist, but showing your gifts as teacher and mentor, and as Priscilla Navarro, the fourth of our finalists, in her formal recital last night, her ability to communicate verbally with an audience. How do you see your role and your future in this world? I should ask you, is growing up in Russia, is it still in Russia more of an old world concept where you feel an artist can simply be an artist? Or
yes. Yes, it's exactly what, because
your English is excellent.
I think that being a musician, mm-hmm. being something like that, you can bring something, you mm-hmm. can share something mm-hmm. through the music as mm-hmm. a medium. Mm-hmm. That's what we are taught and what we have an inspiration for.
Indeed, because I was thinking when I read that you were from the Rimsky-Korsakov Conservatory, mm-hmm. and we were talking earlier about Leo Tolstoy, the great Russian novelist. As you well know, there's this very famous, late 1890s, a very famous heated exchange between Tolstoy and Rimsky-Korsakov, where I'm amazed that no one's done like a two-man play about this, about how Tolstoy had published that diatribe called What is Art? And he said that art now can only be used as a utilitarian, socialistic instrument. If it does not directly benefit humanity, it's nothing but a plaything for the rich. And Rimsky-Korsakov said, no, there is this ideal of beauty. Yes. And I believe in that passionately, this ideal of beauty, that our role as artists is to bring that to the world. Because mm-hmm. it's a kind of idealistic beauty that they, if I may say so, they can't get anywhere else in life. So you do you feel that way?
Yes, and I think like music is one of these kind of parts of art, because paintings is also it's just different type of expression.
A different kind of different senses you engage. Yes.
It's kind of mix of what's happening in the world and what how do you react, how your soul reacts.
Sam, how do you feel? What is your role in the future? As a pianist, as a virtuoso of the piano.
Kind of funny to go from this talk of moral implications of music and arts to then go about my role in the economy.
In the business. It is a business.
I mean, I also actually feel very strongly about some kind of objective moral learning we can do from music, which is kind of an old German idea.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think we have a lot to take away from music, and we live in an age where, because of modern technology, we're able to spearhead new ideas very quickly, try new things out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for that reason, the place where we're at now, the Haida competition, is perfect for that, in letting us be a little bit freer, even in terms of programming, which is not directly related to technology, but
right.
Just basically having freedom in all aspects of our being as a musician is really important now. And I think all those aspects are rewarded.
Well, and apropos of you learning from Leon Fleischer, it's that, again, how to keep and balance that new freedom and then that uncompromising tradition. That is, Maestro Fleischer would say, is the very Germanic idea that there are certain things everyone has to know, and that's the discipline of it.
I guess that's what the traditional education is
right.
for.
So, in other words, you're saying that the challenge is how do you blend this new freedom with the traditions that we all have to guard?
Really? It's a blend between the traditions and the vision of the artist.
Indeed.
And, figuring out what message do I actually want to send to people, and what do I want to give people with my music?
Exactly. That's a wonderful question that you kind of one asks throughout one's life, I think. Stephanie, how do you see the challenges ahead?
Well, I think going off of what Sam was saying, our generation sort of thrives on this kind of like very fast sort of bits and pieces of videos that we watch on social media, etc., such as this. And it's just important to remember what we really stand for, and to play the music like we want, like how the composer intends, despite, being in this sort of climate, which is very different from, 50 years ago when people like Van Cliburn, like Gilels would tour Horowitz, Rubinstein, Glenn Gould of Toronto.
Yeah.
It's a very different audience now, and I think we have to find a way to like reckon with it, but I think it seems like all of our values are in the right place.
I think that
I'm a hopeful person, so yes. I think we will all find our way.
And if there's anything that's part of the central to the message of classical music, it is that eternal hopefulness. Well, it's been wonderful getting to know all three of you, and I know we're going to spend the rest of this week getting to know you even better. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us.
You.